at SAFM Radio and at Mesh Constant on SAFM.
7:52. Now, on Wednesday of the week that has just passed was the fifth annual Ndlulamithi Day. Part of the process of looking at scenarios of this country was also the idea of social compacting. We're going to start with what the scenarios were, where they are moving to. On the line, we've got Olelwa Kashekatia. She is the project lead of the Ndlulamithi Scenarios Trust. Olelwa, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to your listeners.
Olelwa, very briefly, when we talk about scenarios and in specific the Ndlulamithi scenarios, give us the 101 of that.
Well, the Ndlulamithi scenarios is an initiative that started back in 2017. And at that time, I mean, the country was going through uncertainty and there were a lot of ruptures that were happening. If you recall, there was the students' movements and many things were contested. I mean, there was the fights and the contestations within the ruling party and so on. So various leaders from different institutions got together, and that's when it was decided that perhaps it was a moment to once again start a scenarios building exercise, which is of course not new to South Africa. We've had the Mount Fuller scenarios during that informed the transition. We've even had the Dinokeng scenarios that were led by Dr. Mamphele Ramphele. So this was this moment, and the idea is to try and reduce the uncertainty so that we can focus on variables that would have the most impact on us in the future. So that's how the project started. And I think the main thing is that we came up with three storylines, which essentially are, you know, different pathways or alternatives for South Africa's trajectory. Now, these storylines all have a horizon that is set at 2030, which is aligned to the NDC, but also the United Nations SDGs. And these are the storylines we've been trying to tell and going around the country since launching them in 2018, telling the country about Naila Walk scenario, Isi Bourgeois, and Gora Gora scenarios. So this has been really established to inspire dialogue, but to also find ways of co-creation so that as a country we can move towards, you know, a better alternative. But so far, through our barometer, we've seen that we've been slipping and slipping further into the Gwara Gwara scenario, which is a scenario of lawlessness and disillusion.
So we do know that, and the name of that particular scenario, as you mentioned, is the Gwara Gwara scenario. And that really is possibly the worst scenario. And yet, one of the things that we are able to see is how do we get people to come together to influence the future? Because if we have different scenarios of what could happen to South Africa, whilst we may be moving into those scenarios, the assumption is that one can shift away from them as well, surely.
Yes, I mean, what we've also tried to do is to also not just tell the grim story of the country being, you know, now 64% into the Gwara Gwara scenario, but also look at the granular detail of, you know, some indicators that may have improved. Mm. So as much as the bulk of the 53 indicators that we look at year on year are in the Gwara Gwara scenario, but when you look at the detail, for example, the increase in confidence in freedom of speech. Hmm. And we see that shifting from Isi Bourgeois, which is a more divided nation, towards Naila Walk. So there seems to be something working there. And then when you also look at media freedom, for example, that also slipped right out of Gwara Gwara into Isi Bourgeois. But it doesn't mean that Isi Bourgeois is a positive scenario, but at least it's not the Gwara Gwara. It shifted a bit there. So there was a kind of a positive shift, but also it's informed by inequality. So, you know, you might find that it serves the elite, while the poor still don't have an experience of, you know, that faith in media freedom.
So if we look at the worst case scenario, We saw it moving from 46% in 2019 to 52% in 2020. And now 59% is where we are sitting in the worst case scenario. This is talking to a trajectory of a demoralized land of disorder, collapsing economy and a decaying state. The challenge, of course, is that one could go to worst case scenario version. We on 101 now, it could become version PhD if one had to look at it like that.
That's actually what happened this year, because the 59%, if you will remember, Michelle, is the 2021 barometer result. The one that we launched on Wednesday, it revealed that now it's 64%, which is even worse than the 59%, and way beyond the midline. And also, it's true what you're saying about some of the indicators have gone into, you know, to become outliers, where in the even worse than Kwarakwara that we've written. So we've named these GG plus, and we've tried to amplify them also in the barometer so that we can try and pay attention to them. For example, if you look at one of the key driving forces of, you know, that take us to these scenarios away from them, the key driving forces with the bunching up of the indicators that we look at. So the decrease in government entities, you know, especially when you're looking at those that were audited, you know, with good financial data. So we're finding that the situation is getting worse. Another indicator that's in that category is this decrease in municipal financial health. So again, that is linked, because when you look at the Auditor General's report, it's usually, you know, at municipal level where you find the worst results. So even power supply is there. Those are the things that are dipping even worse than what we imagined to be happening by 2022. And of course, the impact of COVID, which defied some of these indicators, and that happened globally.
I suppose in closing, Lelwa, we do need to go to news, but someone listening to this might just feel completely bleak. What would one of the ways of moving out of the bleakness to perhaps even making a difference, making something positive, having a positive understanding of it be?
Well, that was the main objective of the event that we had on Wednesday, because we wanted to move beyond just telling this grim story, but to also bring together social partners and actors in society to try to find each other through the idea of the social compact. Now, we know it's been spoken of, it's become the latest buzzword. The president speaks of it, he had promised a compact in 100 days. But then what is a social compact? So part of the event was to unpack the notion of compacting as coming together of different parties who are sometimes at odds with each other. They're not necessarily getting along in terms of, you know, ideological underpinnings. You find that there has to be business, there has to be labor, there has to be representatives from government. And in South Africa, what we try to emphasize is also involvement of civil society, even though that's not, you know, as ideal as it should be, or, you know, civil society is not as strong as it was, you know, during the struggle against apartheid. So we're going to come together in meeting of minds.
Ulelwa, we'll need to leave it there. Ulelwa Kashe-Katia is the Ndlulamithi project lead. And if you are interested in those scenarios, just go online, Ndlulamithi scenarios, and you'll be able to find them for sure. A little bit late with the news. Apologies. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the news. Good morning.